Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia's King Salman and President Trump have signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. That defense deal, effective immediately, was one of a series of agreements the two countries signed to enhance their military and economic partnerships, including a second defense pact with options valued up to $350 billion over the next 10 years. Speaking at a joint briefing in Riyadh with his Saudi Arabian counterpart, Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talks about the defense package and what it means.
Today truly is a historic moment in U.S.-Saudi relations. The United States of America, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, are really dedicating ourselves to a new strategic partnership, new for the 21st century, and to charting a renewed path toward a peaceful Middle East.
Mr. Trump arrived in Riyadh Saturday to begin his first foreign trip as president. From there, he will make various stops in the Middle East and Europe, where he will meet with the NATO members as well as G7 members in Sicily. Mr. Tillerson said that President Trump's main focus on his visit to Saudi Arabia is pushing back on any threats posed by Iran. Reports from northern Syria say Islamic State fighters have executed 19 civilians, two of them children, after kidnapping them from a village thought to be under the control of U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. Details were sketchy, but there was no comment on the killings from U.S. officials. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the killings occurred between Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor. This is VOA News. Families of the 82 Nigerian schoolgirls released from captivity recently after being held for years by Boko Haram were reunited for the first time in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The girls are among the 276 Chibok schoolgirls abducted from their boarding school by terrorists in 2014. They were granted freedom as part of a prisoner exchange deal between Boko Haram and the Nigerian government. 21 other girls were freed in October, while several more have either been let go individually or escaped. More than 100 of the girls are still being held, though the government has said it hopes to negotiate their release. The United States Senate Intelligence Committee says former FBI Director James Comey has agreed to testify publicly about Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. That story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
President Trump embarked on an ambitious 9-day trip, hoping to leave behind the political firestorm set off with his firing of James Comey. But minutes after Air Force One took off, the New York Times reported Trump told Russian officials visiting the White House last week that firing Comey removed what he called great pressure on him in connection with the Russia probe, calling Comey a real nut job. In response, White House spokesman Sean Spicer explained that Comey's actions of grandstanding and politicizing the probe created unnecessary pressure on Trump's ability to engage and negotiate with Russia. Trump has called the probe a witch hunt and wants to refocus on his economic agenda.
I hate to see anything that divides. I'm fine with whatever people want to do, but we have to get back to running this country.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says there seems to be a shift in focus.
It was a counterintelligence investigation before now. It seems to me now to be considered a criminal investigation.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And Iran has returned President Hassan Rouhani to office, state television declaring him the winner of the presidential vote, easily beating out his closest opponent, hardline cleric Ibrahim Raisi. And the second thoroughbred racehorse, horse race that is, of the so-called Triple Crown in the U.S., a horse named Cloud Computing won the Preakness, which was run in Baltimore, Maryland. Kentucky Derby winner 2 weeks ago was Always Dreaming. The Derby is the first race of the Triple Crown. Up next, it'll be the Belmont Stakes in New York to be run on June the 10th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.